gather closely, and I'll share wonderful Bible stories with you. Let's start off with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the very first people, and they lived in a beautiful garden. One day, they ate the apple, even though God said no. The rule had been broken, which meant they had to leave. Our next story is Noah's Ark. God asked Noah to build a great wooden boat to prepare for a flood. All the people laughed at Noah, but he had faith in God. Noah gathered animals two by two and brought them with his family. The rains came down, but they were saved and arrived unharmed on dry land. Let's continue with the story of Moses. Baby Moses was rescued by a princess who found him in a river. She raised him as a prince, but when he grew up, he ran away. God spoke to Moses and told him to help the people get their freedom. Even though he was scared, Moses obeyed and set the people free. Do you know the story of King David? David was a shepherd, but would grow up to be king. To show his love and faith in God, he'd play the harp and sing. He fought with great Goliath, a fearsome giant, and won. He grew up to be a wise king, serving God and everyone. You'll love the next story. It's about Jonah and the whale. Jonah was on a boat when he was swallowed by a whale. For 3 days and three nights, Jonah prayed to God. Finally, on the third day, Jonah's prayer was answered. The whale spit Jonah out on the shore, and he was saved. This next story is about the birth of Jesus. Mary had a visit from an angel of the Lord. He said the Savior was coming, and Mary would be his mother. Mary had a baby. It was Jesus, God's own son. He would grow up to save the world and be the King of Kings. His birth was a precious miracle, a gift to us from God. Now let me tell you a story about Jesus' life. Jesus spent his whole life teaching everyone the truth. People listened as he taught them and showed them about God's love. He performed many miracles and showed us the wonder of God. Sit tightly and let me tell you the story of Jesus' resurrection. Jesus died upon the cross, but that was just the beginning. 3 days later, he returned and came back to life. He first appeared to his disciples and then to many others. Then he rose to heaven to be with God. Now remember, God loves you.